Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of four best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you conquer your vision loss. And this evening, we have a very, very exciting show. My guest is Dr. Jeff and Basha Kaplan. They're authors of a very exciting book called Soul Mating. And, you know, relationships and vision are just so important. And I see people all the time that have vision problems, and it is tied into some aspects of a relationship. You know, the saying about being blinded by love, or, you know, a broken heart can break your vision. And the two are just really tied in. So, Jeff and Basha, it's so wonderful to have you on the show.
Well, it's great to be here.
Absolutely.
So let's begin the conversation about talking about vision and relationships. How are they tied in together?
Well, I need a start because you know I love you, Ed. You saved my life and gave me back my vision. So it's for us, it's definitely connected because I came to see you with my vision falling apart and not knowing what to do. And do you want me to go into this story?
So what? Not only was your vision falling apart, in a way, your life was falling apart.
Absolutely.
Right. We had a best-selling book out several years ago, and we had a contract with a big New York publisher. We had our new book underway, and Basha got hit with this major eye issue, and we came flying out to you at that point in Cape Creek, Arizona, to deal with it, and we actually had to cancel our book contract with our publisher because of what was going on.
And problem was glaucoma.
Yes. Well, the doctors have said for 10 years, they kept giving me drops, and I kept saying, I'm getting sick, these drops are awful. What can I do? Every single doctor said nothing. Just take the drops, you're going to go blind. Then I had, within 2 months, I had emergency cataract in both eyes. And then my vision then was, and again, sick from all the antibiotics, everything I was given. And then a month later, my vision went from 20/30 to 20/50. I developed epiretinal membrane. I was scarring, and my vision kept deteriorating very quickly. Plus, I started not being able to see colors. I freaked.
And a peripheral vision also was narrowed much more than it was.
And I didn't know what to do. And the worst part is none of the ophthalmologists gave me anything to do. You know, like no tools, no skills. Our work as psychologists is always about giving people tools and skills. Until I met you. And you gave me back my life because the first thing you said was, and you gave a whole list of things, was no stress. And I said, oh, my God. And you made me realize, even though I meditate, and Jeff and I meditate, that my life was very stressed. And I was busy doing all the time. And it forced us to step back and really assess the situation, and it was hard for Jeff, but I think the three things that helped me transform my vision, and I'm, by the way, I've not been on glaucoma drops in
close to 3 years.
Over three years. I saw you 3.5 years ago. And my
epiretinal membrane actually
got better.
The regular doctor that we went to said not only did it stop, it actually improved. He couldn't believe. He said it's never going to get totally better, but he said it improved. And he said that very, very hardly ever happens. So it was pretty amazing.
But I think the things that you talked about, vision and love, is there isn't anything I wouldn't do, that I did every single thing you told me because I love myself. And I needed to be strong enough to be able to change my life, and we did it. And Jeff, even though it was difficult for him, totally supported me during the whole process. So you need a partner who's a best friend in order to do that. And by the way, we were there seeing a couple. A guy was losing, we were in Cave Creek, and there was a man there who, there's no way he could have been successful unless he divorced his wife, whose wife was continuously sabotaging him by eating foods, by smoking, by doing all these terrible things that...
I remember we were staying at the hotel near your clinic, and he was a truck driver, and his wife every morning would be sitting there smoking cigarettes and drinking screwdrivers early in the morning, and this man was coming to your clinic spending an awful lot of money, and we just knew that there was no way he was going to be able to follow, you know, what your protocol, your program, and it's amazing.
So anyway, sorry I was rambling on, but it's, you're right, it's all connected.
Well, one thing, Basha, you have a very loving partner, which he certainly gave you support, you know, going through this hard time. But it's kind of interesting, you know, glaucoma is an increase in pressure inside your eye. And, you know, your life was just full of too much pressure.
Absolutely.
So
but you know what? Nobody else ever said that to me. And I was kind of like, you're kidding. Excuse me, here I am, a psychologist, teaching everybody all these things. We even led job-related stress groups for
big corporations.
And I didn't even realize how stressed I was.
But
like
once we took stress and instituted some other therapies on your eye to help improve the circulation,
Absolutely. Your body,
as we're speaking to you, she's using the microcurrent machine.
Wonderful.
I love it. And
which to all the listeners is this incredible device that you helped establish, not maybe not invent, but that you've certainly taken a long way. And Basha uses it. I actually do, too. But Basha uses it all the time for her vision and for stress and for a whole lot of other things, and she just loves it.
As well as everything else. And, again, we changed our diet. We only organic, and we cook more. So it wasn't easy to change. And it was, at first, hours of doing all this therapy, and for me, it was like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do all this stuff? But Jeff was there, and you and your staff were so helpful, and I just couldn't imagine my life without it. And our life has changed for the better because we be much more rather than do. Our life is about being human beings, not human doers, and we have chapters in our book on that. And that's when you touch your own soul and you're able to really slow down, be in the moment, and really appreciate life in a very different way.
Well, you know, I love your book because your book just isn't about finding your soulmate, kind of, you know, finding yourself, you know, loving yourself. You need to love yourself and enjoy yourself before you can share that with another person. Well, you know, we're coming up to another break, and folks, you're listening to Healthy Vision, and I have two amazing guests on the show, Basha Kaplan and Jeffrey Kaplan, who are authors of an amazing book called Soul Mating. And Jeff, you want to give us the contact information?
Absolutely. The book is called Soul Mating, The Secret to Finding Everlasting Love and Passion. The book came out last week. It's been out 1 week. It's been out all over the country. We're www.soulmatingdoctors.com. We're at Soul Mating Doctors on Facebook. and we're at SoulmatingDRS, if doctors was too long, on Twitter. So we would love you either to like us or follow us or go on our website, and any help we can be to you, we would love to do that.
It's an amazing book. You know, we're coming up to a break, and this is going to be a really exciting show. We're going to talk more about vision and relationships, because honestly, I see so many people who have lost a loved one, who are in a bad relationship, an abusive relationship, and it does adversely affect your vision. So one thing you have to do, if you're out there and you have vision problems, you got to look at the relationship with yourself, and you have to look at the...
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a two-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Dr. Kondrat's latest book, Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America, gets a 5-star review. This is a book that not only allows the person to become educated in what kinds of alternative medicine are out there, but what these disciplines or therapies are and what they do to help a person who is sick. What a wealth of information. This book should be offered in every first year of medical school so that prospective doctors have the opportunity to learn how true healing takes place. The only problem I had with it, it left me wanting more. Says Dr. Edward Kondrat in the introduction, you may wonder why you haven't heard of some of these doctors. Well, these clinicians are quietly working in the trenches, helping thousands of people without the recognition of pop TV doctors or publicity. Order your book today. It's like having a private conversation with the top 20 alternative doctors of America. Learn their secrets to keep you healthy. Call 800-430-9328 to order your copy. That's 800-430-9328. Once again, 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Hi, this is Ken from the Right Side of the Trade. Could you use an extra $500 a month? How about $5,000 a month? Well, you could get a second or a third job, or you could ask your boss for a raise. How do you think that's going to go? For most folks, not very well. So what are you going to do? Give up on your dreams? Here's the dirty little secret. As long as you're trading hours for dollars, you'll never get rich. We all only have 168 hours in a week, but it's what we do with them that determines the future courses of our lives, whether we succeed or fail.
Instead of selling your hours to someone else, why don't you make them work harder for you by learning how to stop trading hours for dollars and start trading dollars for more dollars? To learn how, check out one of Online Trading Academy Phoenix's market timing workshops. Call 480-634-2301 today and learn how to make your time and money work harder for you. Seating is limited. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 480-634-2301. That's 480-634-2301 now.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. Many of you are probably wondering, what in the world are we talking about relationships on Healthy Vision? Well, relationships are very important for you to not only have a healthy body, but also healthy vision. And some of the keys to that are in this amazing book called Soul Mating, The Secret to Finding Everlasting Love and Passion. And Jeff and Bash, I'll tell us a little bit about why this book is different from most of the run-of-the-mill dating and relationship books, and there are many out.
Well, it's so, actually, we had a best-selling book out about 10 years ago, and it's completely different from that. The key to this book is, you find the right person by becoming the right person. That's actually the tagline on our website. Clearly, two-thirds of this book is about the inner work that you need to do, that anyone needs to do, to become a complete whole person. And our whole contention is that the only way you can have a healthy relationship with another is first to be whole inside yourself. And this book, our book, teaches you, doesn't tell you to become whole like all the great spiritual teachers do. We could do that. But it shows you how to do it. Basha, go ahead. What do you
mean? And what we mean by whole means that you are comfortable with yourself. You can accept the good and the bad. You work towards becoming the best possible you. So in other words, liking and loving yourself, knowing who you are, being connected to that, not just the doing part of you that you get accolades, but the being, you know, who you are as a person, the inner qualities. And that because that really is the important thing. The external can be taken away, but not your relationship yourself. And we also believe connection to something beyond yourself that makes sense. The other things is, having a more balanced life, realizing life is meaningful, valuing the being inside, and operating as a human being as well as a human doer, doing and being. Most other relationship books focus on the game playing, the what's, like you go on a date and you look for the prettiest woman or the wealthiest man. This isn't about that. It's a great relationship is based on valuing the inner qualities, the who the person is. That when we believe that's much more important. And the basis of any great relationship is romantic friendship. And so, and our book also gives you the tools and skills, not only what to do, but how to do it, just like you gave me when I was healing myself. Because you can't heal unless you have the tools to heal. To be told what to do without tools, for me, is meaningless. And that's why I was so impressed with working with you, because you represented all the things that I've been teaching people for 30, 40, umpteen years. And being in partnership means being there in the good times and the bad. And if you don't have a basis based on friendship, a foundation, then when not great things happen in life, and they do consistently, you don't know how to handle it.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, when I see somebody with vision problems, one of the first things I look for is, as a homeopathic doctor, is a disharmony in their life, a reason why they're not happy with themselves. And usually that discontent or disharmony with themselves is projected outward into the universe in terms of their relationships how they get along with other people. And if it goes to a deeper level, it affects their vision.
Absolutely.
You know, that's right.
Their vision becomes distorted. And in severe cases, they begin to lose their vision, and it can lead to blindness. And I'm not saying that, you know, everyone that loses their vision or has vision problems is a nutcase. You know, a lot of times it's just a minor disturbance that has existed all their life. You know, a way that they don't perceive things properly or some minor disharmony that just can surface. So,
right.
You know, being aware of that. And so, you know, when I'm reading your book, I'm kind of applying it to what I do. So instead of the word relationship, I'm looking at the relationship to your eyes, to the world, vision.
Absolutely.
Well, life is a series of relationships. We talk about that. And everything in life is a relationship in some form or another. And that's certainly going to affect your vision. One of the things Bosch was talking before, one of the major things we talk about and one of the major tenets of the book is the difference between dateable and mateable. And it's okay to be, and that's not good or bad, but in order to be a whole person and to have a healthy partnership with another person, you need to learn to be a mateable individual rather than dateable one. And we talk about that with all of the skills and the ways to do that in the book. And then we also have three different kinds of partnership. This whole book is based on only healthy partnership, healthy relationships. And it's the goal of the book. And we actually talk about three distinct types of partnerships. One of them is a companionship. One of them is a soulmate partnership, and the third one is a spiritual partnership. And we have chapters on all of that in the book that really goes into that. But you cannot have a healthy partnership with another person unless you are relatively complete, you are mateable, and your partner is relatively complete and they are mateable. That's the only way you can create a healthy relationship with another human being.
Yeah, well, the big question is, Jeff and Basha, how do you know when you're mateable? How do you know you're complete? Because a lot of times our ego tells us that we're perfect. Perfect is the problem with the other person. If only they would listen to me. If only they would be like me.
So one of the things we talk about, and actually we're going to be lecturing here, we live in Naples, Florida, here this week about it, is healthy communication. And not having power struggles. We have a soulmate model of healthy partnership. And this book is really for people that want to have the relationship become more soulful or to find a life partner. It's easier when you're, you know, if you're having power struggles, it's easier to start off with our material, but you can still have your relationship be more soulful. So basically, it's about two individuals inventing the we, which is win-win, which means two people, when they communicate, instead of making each other wrong or not listening to each other, you really honor the other person's point of view and together create a relationship that works for both of you. And that is essential, and that's what saved us. Before we came to your clinic, Jeff and I talked about it, and we made a decision together. Most people don't do that. They operate two separately. And how do you know? What you have to do is know yourself. And there's nothing, no, even if you're dateable, it's okay. Just know this where you're at. Mateable means being there in the good times and the bad. It's not just for fun and games, because true relationships, marriage, partnership, wonderful things happen, but not great. And how do you, and relationships survive? And actually, Jeff and I have grown more and loved each other more and liked each other more during the difficult times, but you have to have the tools and skills. Did that answer your question? Or it's a process. We're just like, I'm still healing all the tools you gave me. I'm still using. We meditate every day. Every day I do it. Because it makes my eyes stronger and better. The same thing. Every day, our belief is that it's about learning and growing. And that's what soulmates are about. Soulmates get together to learn and grow. And so if you're, it's not having it all together, it's being in the process, being on the journey to wholeness. And that's what you do. It's healing. Because
well, we're coming up to the break. This is Healthy Vision, and my guests are Lasha and Jeff Kaplan. And we'll be right back after this break.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Dave Perkins.
The minute they pass a bill that addresses the problems with immigration reform, I will sign it.
President Obama today promising to supersede whatever unilateral action he takes by signing a bill from Congress on immigration reform, provided it says what he wants it to say.
And it supersedes whatever actions I take, and I'm encouraging them to do so.
The president on CBS's Face the Nation under pressure now to deliver on immigration reform after having promised he would since the end of the summer.
If the president goes it alone on immigration, I think there'll be a backlash in the country.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina strongly recommending the president not go it alone on immigration reform.
He's completely tone deaf as to the results of this election. Even those who didn't vote, Mr. President, are polled about your policies. They don't like them any more than the people who did vote.
Graham appearing on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures.
It's been amazing 2 years.
American Kenneth Bay, along with Matthew Miller, released from North Korea. The Blaze Radio's Tom Peace reports.
I learned a lot. I grew a lot. Lost a lot of weight in a good way. But I'm standing strong because of you.
Kenneth Bay thanking supporters after arriving back in the U.S. He and Matthew Miller win their release from North Korea after a secret mission by Director of National Intelligence James Clapper.
The administration with a small immigration victory against Arizona, the Blaze Radio's Chris Vermillion.
A federal judge striking down Arizona's immigrant smuggling law, saying the federal government has sole authority to prosecute smuggling crimes. The ruling is the latest in a string of restrictions from the federal courts on Arizona's effort to get local police to confront illegal immigration. This decision on the heels of the U.S. Supreme Court striking down an Arizona law that denies bail to people in the country illegally who are charged with certain crimes.
I'm Dave Perkins. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this afternoon, it'll be sunny with a high of 84 as we wrap up the weekend. Tonight should be clear with a low of 52. We'll have sunshine on Monday with a high near 80. Again, it'll be clear Monday night with a low of 52. As we salute our veterans on Tuesday, we'll have sunshine and a high of 77. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 85 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Has your job been sent overseas? Are you underpaid and cannot support your family? Arizona at Work stands up for working class Americans. Arizona at Work talks about the issues that impact all of us who work for a living. Be a part of Arizona at Work every Thursday at noon. Get informed about the latest news and legislation that affects your workplace. Join us for a discussion of the economy and the politics of working in Arizona and across the USA. Arizona at Work, Thursday at noon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, Quantum Digest is on special. It's the most purified USP plant enzymes. No matter what you eat, it has the power to support its digestion. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447.
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. And my guests are Lasha and Jeffrey Kaplan. We're discussing an amazing book called Soul Mating, The Secret to Finding Everlasting Love and Passion. And this book has had a great influence on me. I'm in a very, very healthy, wonderful relationship with my wife, Lee, but I'm looking at some of the aspects in this book and helping me deal with patients that I see. Every time somebody walks into my office or I meet them and they have an eye problem, I'm essentially forming a relationship with them, and this relationship needs to be a healthy relationship if we are going to accomplish certain goals, and that goal is to decrease the stress, improve harmony and love in their life, and improve their vision. I'd like to open up the line, so if you do have questions for our authors here, Jeff and Asha Kaplan, you can reach us at 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369, 277-5369, or toll-free. You can call us with your questions at 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. So, Jeff and Basha, why do you feel that there's such a high divorce rate? And why are so many couples nowadays so unhappy?
Well, we did a lot of research on this in writing this book. The divorce rate, as you know, is climbing above 50% now, and it's getting more. The stresses of today's world have just really become unbelievable. I mean, just technology and being connected online all the time, and people are not communicating with each other anymore. We go back to our model, our soulmating model of two eyes, two people inventing the we. There's no time for many couples to invent the we anymore. They're completely separated from themselves. So that leads to people just not communicating, and it's just causing the divorce rate to go up.
And what we become aware of, when people first meet, they're so excited. They talk and they share and they discuss dreams, visions, hopes. And then life shows up and they stop communicating. Even what, in our opinion, what they're doing with their children. Children want to communicate, to be intimate, to be authentic with their parents. And instead of spending time, they're taking them to all these activities, burning themselves out. And so there's really no time to sit at the dinner table, enjoy each other, to talk, and be, and share, and appreciate each other, which is why people initially got together. And we believe that's why. What you do is you draw apart, because you're not staying connected to the essence of who you are as well as the other person.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think there's a certain event in the relationship or a certain stress factor that kind of begins this disharmony, or is it something that...
Well, yeah, as Basha said before, when they're together, when you first get together with someone and you're in this romantic love and whatever, in partnership, you spend all of your time what we call being rather than doing. Just looking into each other's eyes, doing things together, being together, enjoying each other, learning about each other. But what happens? Work happens, family happens, children happen, and everyone starts getting, and in this today's society with technology, everyone is becoming more and more disconnected.
And they fall in love with the image. Instead of getting, it's romantic illusion. It's what all the, you know, like Kardashians, all the TV shows, even the Pope said that marriage is not a soap opera, but people think it is today. So you think love is enough, and our experience is it's not. It's got to be based on friendship, on knowing who the person is, on authentic communication. Then you can handle anything like Jeff, because, and everybody knows, life is not about escaping. It's about enjoying each day. And knowing, having the tools to be able to handle whatever shows up. And so that's why. And you need to take the time to be with yourself as well as other people.
I mean, fun, just a 3-second story. In our book, we did some research. We talk about something called the black hole resort. It's where people who are so connected up all the time, they go away to an island or someplace, completely disconnected, no internet, no telephone, and they go on vacations like it's back before technology was invented. And it's called a black hole resort, and people spend tons of money nowadays going to these things in order to disconnect from the world. Arianna Huffington doesn't allow her staff to email on the weekends. So she's aware of that, you know, with the Huffington Post and our entire staff. So there's so much disconnect going on in the world that's, and again, to answer your question, is leading to higher and higher divorce rates.
And of course, that produces stress, which I remember the first thing you said, you can do everything else, but if you have stress in your life, nothing's going to change. I remember that. You can eat organic. You can do everything. And so if you don't have, if you lose connection with yourself and not have intimate relationships or nurturing relationships with others, you're doomed.
But, you know, I think that there's so many people that really can't enjoy themselves. They can't
right.
enjoy alone. They have to be constantly entertained.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Watching TV, being entertained, just can't enjoy that quiet moment. And I love that idea about the black hole. That's
the black hole resort. Yeah, it's funny.
Wonderful.
I think it's in our chapter. We have something called The Gift of Solitude, one of our chapters that we have in our inner work, where people really have to relearn how to embrace, and solitude doesn't mean lonely. Solitude is a very healthy thing, and people have to learn how to embrace that solitude in order to feel good about themselves and to love themselves and to be complete and to be conscious. So those are things, that's why clearly two-thirds of our book is the inner work, the inner preparation that people have to do before they then can go out to find, the partner that is going to support who they are.
Or even to improve their present marriage.
Right.
You need to be a whole person. You need to feel complete and know who you are. And then you can, there are differences, you know to handle in a loving way instead of expecting the other person to fill you up. And also, I just have to add one really interesting thing. We've been doing work with people I've been a psychologist forever, years and years and years. But this time we interviewed a lot of what we consider people in healthy partnership. And everyone talks about the importance of sex, sex, sex. Not one of the people that we consider in a great relationship mentioned sex, not even once, or money. They talked about sharing common interests. What are the keys to their success? They talked about being best friends, being there in the good times and the bad, having same values, same core values, never sex. And our society's too sex-driven. It's like people confuse love and lust, and love clearly isn't enough.
Well, folks, you have an opportunity to talk to two of these wonderful relationship experts. So we're changing the focus here a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of asking questions about vision, you can ask questions about relationships. So the lines are open. You can reach us here at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. Or toll-free, 866-536-1100. So I guess a very important part, Jeff and Basha, is the inner preparation for a life partnership.
Yes.
You know, doing work on yourself before you get into a good relationship. And, of course, you have to look at these aspects if you're having any health issue, especially if you're having a vision problem. You have to look at your inner relationship. So maybe let's talk a little bit about that.
You know, when you were... What you were saying is what I... When I went to see you, I really... That's why this book was written this way. I really needed to go inside and to look at what I was scared of and heal and be willing to do whatever it takes to heal myself and to love myself. even though it was changing my life.
Yeah, and without doing that, it's almost impossible for you to have good vision unless to heal yourself in any way, shape, or form physically, unless you really have a good feeling about yourself.
So, Jeff and Dasha, how do we get more information about your book? Give us your website.
Well, again, I said it's www.soulmatingdoctors.com. The book's just been out for a week. We're at Soulmating Doctors on Facebook, and we're at SoulmatingDRS on Twitter. So please contact us. You can order our book, whatever. We would love to dialogue with you. And stay in touch.
So you're listening to Healthy Vision. We're coming up to a break, but we will be back. With me is Dr. Pasha and Dr. Jeffrey Kaplan. Wonderful book called Soul Mating: The Secret to Finding Everlasting Love and Passion. And truly, having a good, healthy relationship is one of the most important keys for you to maintain health and clear vision. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Dr. Kondrat's latest book, Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America, gets a 5-star review. This is a book that not only allows the person to become educated in what kinds of alternative medicine are out there, but what these disciplines or therapies are and what they do to help a person who is sick. What a wealth of information. This book should be offered in every first year of medical school so that prospective doctors have the opportunity to learn how true healing takes place. The only problem I had with it, it left me wanting more. Says Dr. Edward Kondrat in the introduction, you may wonder why you haven't heard of some of these doctors. Well, these clinicians are quietly working in the trenches, helping thousands of people without the recognition of pop TV doctors or publicity. Order your book today. It's like having a private conversation with the top 20 alternative doctors of America. Learn their secrets to keep you healthy. Call 800-430-9328 to order your copy. That's 800-430-9328. Once again, 800-430-9328.
Do you need money today with no credit check and in less than 30 minutes? American First Financial can help you with an auto title or registration loan. Whether your vehicle is paid off with your Arizona title or if you're still making payments, we can approve you today. We stand out from the competition. We're listed with the Better Business Bureau and licensed. We're also family-owned and operated locally. We're open 7 days a week. Call us today at 602-862-1000 for a friendly quote on your vehicle. Find us online at aztitleloans.com.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, Realty One Group, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Health and Vision, and I have two very exciting guests. They're authors of the best-selling book, Soul Mating, The Secret to Finding Everlasting Love and Passion. And we do have a knock on the door. We have Leonard from Phoenix. Leonard, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Yes, thank you, guys. Very interesting show. I had a question for the hosts.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. How much do you think the divorce rate is enhanced or subtracted from by different TV shows, what everyone sees on TV on the standard nights of the week?
Basha,
did you want us to take that? Because he said the host would do it. Do you want us to answer that?
No, you're the relationship expert. I don't want to get into your area.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know that. You know, that depending on what you're watching on TV, that it really is going to affect the divorce rate much
at all.
I
feel differently. Because I think it's a really good question. The problem is, and that's what our book's trying to change, is that what you see on TV is are the opposite qualities that lead to having a great relationship. You know, it's always about sex and love. And so I remember watching a show where someone said, I'm not sure I love my wife anymore because our sex is less passionate. So it's like they're not talking about the important things that we talk about, which is being best friends. So I agree with you. I think there's a strong correlation between that because, and also, what's that best-selling book? 6 Degrees? What's the one, the major book that's selling, the sex book about this?
Greater Shade of Gray or something?
Yes,
Shades of Gray.
It's all about this addictive, unhealthy relationship, and that's what people think is real love. They don't know the difference between passionate, lost sex and true love, which sometimes is low-level passion that gets better and better and changes because you're best friends. So that's a great question, and I think it really does affect, especially young people, in trying to find a partner or couples that are together.
I'll echo that. I think the best thing in order for you to help your vision is to not to watch TV. Certainly, television is not only bad for your brain, it's bad for your vision with the eye strain. Leonard, you can listen to Healthy Vision every Sunday, but you can't watch TV, okay?
No, I listen every weekend that I can. Very good show.
Okay, thanks so much, and thanks for your call.
Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you, Leonard, for your question.
So let's talk a little bit probably about one of the most important factors, balancing your life.
Right.
Not only in managing stress, but also in managing a wonderful partnership in a relationship, because if you're stressed, how can you possibly have an harmonious relationship?
Absolutely. And each person's way of dealing with stress is very different.
So give us some shortcuts to reducing stress?
Well, to lead, Paul, you taught us that also when we came to you, is to lead a balance, reducing stress means leading, is to lead a balanced life, is to pick time every single day to do things that feel good. I mean, we have all the to-dos that we have to do. I mean, we need to do laundry and work and sleep and all the things that we all have to do every day. But we have to carve some time out in our lives for things that we call being activities, things that we do for no other reason than it feels good. And that's going to reduce the stress in our lives, whether you are an individual reducing stress or whether you are a couple together finding a time. Like, we talk to couples. We do a lot of couples counseling. We talk to couples about having a date night. Couples, especially when they have little kids, they are continually working and running the kids around and both working and trying to make ends meet. And their relationship suffers from that because they're not leading a balanced life. So we really stress, and we have a whole chapter on it actually in the book, about how to live and create a balanced life for yourself.
And one of the things is, and I've been doing this for a long time, and actually the working with you reinforced how essential it is. It's like you need to look at your priorities differently. Remember what I always said, Ed, that you not only save my sight, but save my life? Because when you have a balanced life, you take the time to really look at your priorities. What's important? You made us do that. Because a lot, you know, we have to change our lifestyle. And it was the greatest thing that ever happened. And